Commute with Carlson. Stimulating, entertaining, and making a difference. Here's John Carlson on Talk Radio 570 KVI.
5 minutes after 7 o'clock in the morning, I do believe I see the sun arising from east of the Cascades, which of course means that it's shining on the Ritzville district of one Senator Mark Schessler, a veteran of the Washington State Legislature, former Republican leader, who I asked to join me this morning here for a few minutes to tell us what's going on in Olympia right now, because we've got bills that are coming, bills that are going, bills that are rising, and bills that are falling. And Senator Schessler says, yeah, I'll have some highlights for you and lowlights for you as well. Senator Schessler, good morning. How are you, sir?
I'm fine, John. Thank you.
All right. Great to have you here. So the first thing I want to ask you about is we spent a lot of time last week talking about that stunning and radical state Supreme Court decision that struck down in its entirety Washington's statute that makes it illegal to possess illegal, dangerous drugs. They struck the suit down based on the fact that the statute does not make clear that you have to know that you're carrying illegal drugs. This all arises out of a case in Eastern Washington. A young woman arrested for theft was being searched afterwards. They find a little bit of methamphetamine in the pocket. She said, oh, these aren't my jeans. A friend lent me her jeans, and she just got them a couple days ago. And that was enough for the state Supreme Court, not just to toss her conviction, but to toss the entire statute. What's going on about that?
Well, first, we got to remember that a lot of the members of this Supreme Court were Jay Inslee appointees to get their foot in the door. So it's really not a big surprise about some of these rulings.
No, you're right. This is the Inslee majority were the votes that passed this.
Absolutely. That's one of the secrets of the courts, that most judges today get their start from gubernatorial appointments. So the direction they take is very clear. It will be hard left. When we get to the Olympia scene, John, we had a bill introduced by Steve Hobbs and Mark Mullett that recognizes the problem. Myself and many other Republicans joined the bill. I believe that if that bill hit the floor of the Senate, it would inevitably pass, if it's allowed. That's a key point. If it's allowed, it would pass the Senate floor very comfortably.
Now, Mark Mullett is from Issaquah Sammamish. He's a Democrat. And in fact, he's such a reasonable Democrat that the left wing of his own party went after him in the November election. It was a Democrat versus Democrat election in our top two system. We supported Mullett, and he barely won. And Steve Hobbs is a Democrat in a, frankly, a conservative district by my reading there, Lake Stevens. And so both of these guys want to recriminalize the possession of drugs, and they're doing it with a very quick and easy fix. They're just adding the words, quote, knowingly, close quote, to the statute, correct?
Well, that's how I interpret it. It's simple, and even people like your guest last week that supported decriminalization have to agree that this is the Wild West, even by comparison to what Roger Goodman would do.
Yeah, right. Okay, so if procedurally this bill is allowed to see the light of day, you think it's going to pass the Senate. Now, isn't there another bill that basically codifies and does what the Supreme Court did, which is to make it legal to possess drugs of any type, including hard drugs? What's the status of that bill?
Well, it's going nowhere as well, but we know how that works based on the downtown Seattle experiment.
Yeah. No, I had Adam Cornell, the Snohomish County prosecutor, with me, and Roger Goodman on the show last week. And I posed the question to them both. I said, if you want to see what legalizing hard drugs looks like, just look at Seattle. That's the closest thing we have to legalized hard drugs. Do you like it? Do you like what you see? Do you want that in your community? So, good point. Good point. All right. On the tax front, how do things look, Senator Mark Schessler?
Well, I'll put my crystal ball in front of me that you can't see, and I will suggest that we're going to see a very healthy revenue forecast this month. There's no doubt in my mind from tax collections, talking to people that know these things. So we're going to have a robust increase. The size of the amount of money coming from the other Washington is the only question, not if, just how much, which at that point, writing a budget is like falling off a log. Unfortunately, it's not going to be enough for some people, and they're going to push forward on taxes.
Now, let me make this clear for our audience. The Democrats are suggesting a host of taxes, a tax on overall wealth for wealthy people, a capital gains income tax, which would tax investment income, and several other types of fees and taxes as well, including a gas tax. And they are basing this on the premise that COVID has so devastated the economy that it's affected revenue collection in the state of Washington. And Senator Schessler here is pointing out that the last revenue collection forecast was actually surprisingly strong. More revenue than they thought they were going to receive. And he thinks that later this month, the next revenue forecast is also going to be strong, which completely undercuts the case, the justification for new taxes. Correct?
Absolutely. I'm so confident that if the revenue forecast is not up, I will take you to Ruth's Chris for dinner when they're open to full capacity.
Oh, man. Now I'm torn. Now I don't know whether to root for a healthy forecast or not.
Well, I'm pretty confident that I won't have to fork out a lot of money at Kirby's favorite restaurant.
It's a ribeye steak in this for me if you're wrong. Okay.
I'm pretty confident that I won't be doing that. That's why I can make a wild claim like that. No okay. Ruth's.
So with that said, putting that aside, even when we had a healthy economy pre-COVID, and we had healthy revenue collections, the Democrats still passed a series of tax increases, smaller tax increases. And so they'll still probably push to get capital gains passed. What are the chances that there's going to be a tax on capital gains? What are the chances there's going to be a wealth tax? And what is the chance that there's going to be, I know this is a separate account, transportation and all, of a gas tax increase, Senator Schessler?
I think the capital gains income tax is 50-50. The biggest question may be whether it has an emergency clause when it comes out or not. I would say that transportation-related taxes are similar. But don't forget, we're talking about a pop tax. We're also hearing talk about increasing the death tax. And forest practices will be taxed with something. Stay tuned for about day 100 when you really see what's happening. And that includes the use of title-only bills.
Yeah, which should be illegal. I've always thought that title-only bills are just a huge loophole.
Well, with today's ability to draft, testify, they're a dinosaur that should have been retired. They're just no longer necessary unless you really want to pull the wool over the taxpayers' eyes.
And a lot of people want to do that. Okay. I want to ask you about one or two more things. The low carbon fuel standard, which will spike the price of gasoline 57 cents or more over time, and gives us absolutely nothing. None of the money that you pay in higher taxes at the pump come back in the form of new roads, improved roads, safer roads, nothing to do with roads. It's just a higher price you'll pay for gasoline in the name of fighting climate change. It almost passed last year. It snagged in the Senate, ironically, because of the aforementioned Democrat we were just talking about, Steve Hobbs. What's going to happen this year, Mark?
Well, first of all, you're right. It is a gas tax without roads. And I would say that if we don't see a transportation funding package from the majority Democrats, the likelihood of it passing is very, very high, because the best argument is motorists can't stand both, at least for normal people. So I'd say right now, if there's not a transportation package, the ability to stop it is diminished, which is really sad, because people hate the gas tax, but at least they get a value for it. Low carbon fuel standards is the gas tax without roads, and people are really going to hate that.
Now, we had one of your colleagues on the program last week saying you can have additional roads. You can have additional projects. In fact, the Democrats and Republicans basically seem to agree on what the project list should look like. But instead of raising the gas tax 18 cents, which is what the Democrats want, or 3 cents, which is what Senator King from Yakima suggested, why don't you just use in the revenue from the sales tax on automobiles?
Well, it's absolutely the fairest system we could have, John.
Yeah.
The low-income family in Othello that can only spend $2,500 for a car gets taxed on what they can afford. The family that lives in the Tri-Cities or Bellevue that wants to buy an $80,000 SUV pays tax on what they can afford. What could be fairer than that?
So I like that idea. I've always thought that was a good idea. And I think even the Democratic senator we've been talking about, Steve Hobbs, is sympathetic. He knows in his heart of hearts that that's the fair way to go. Now, we know the Democrats don't want that. Because
at some point, if people don't realize it's the fairest way to fund transportation, whether you drive an EV, a hybrid, or a big SUV, maybe that's the initiative of the future.
There you go. Great idea. Great idea, because it would be seen as an alternative to raising the gas tax. Good idea. By the way, time grows short. Anything else on your end, Senator Schessler?
Well, I think we're heading up on the first cutoff for body of origin. So there'll be some drama about what passes and what doesn't pass as we wind that up. But I say watch day 100. That's when the funding for DNR, the funding for public health, and the insatiable appetite for taxes really comes out.
Yes, DNR is Department of Natural Resources. Of course, state-owned lands. And what was the other thing?
Well, around day 100, that's when things really get crazy. Title-only bills, dark of the night, all seem to take place around day 100 of a 105-day session.
What day are we on right now again?
I believe we're about day 53, give or take.
Okay. So we got another almost 2 months, or at least a month and a half to wait to see.
The other Olympia acronym that we throw around way too much is NTIB. And that is, for the listeners, necessary to implement budget. And that can be an excuse for almost anything if you simply reference the bill number or the subject in an operating budget or a transportation budget. It can miraculously come back to life. So that little acronym is one that listeners really should remember.
All right. Very good. Senator Mark Schessler, always great having you. We wanted to get our listeners the latest update on what's happening and what looks like is rising and what is fading here on the state capitol. Senator Schessler will join us again, we hope, next week to tell us if there's any surprises in the state capitol.
Look forward to it, John.